Hi, thanks for checking out the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Jeff, Simon, and Frederick the Owl arrived in Wood's Edge only to discover that it was under attack by a ravenous horde of pit vipers. They fought valiantly all around the town, with Frederick carrying Jeff from battle to battle and Simon showing off some sweet moves of his own. Then Simon noticed a mass evacuation of townsfolk into a large tree in the center of town. Both of you, from your various vantage points, Simon from flying up high above the city from where you dropped that snake, and Jeff from where you're being swung around like you're being dragged behind a moving car, you both notice that there is a tide of townsfolk running towards a large tree with like a big open door in the base of it. That seems to be maybe like an evacuation point or something.
Okay. Is there anybody chasing them?
The snakes aren't actively going, like, let's pursue them in that direction, but they are following the tide.
Yeah, are there any groups of stragglers evident?
Yeah, there are stragglers about the city who aren't part of the main mob.
Yeah, so what Simon wants to do is he can see this tide happening towards it, figures out that must be where they're going for safety, watches as a snake is gaining on one of the ones at the back, and just dive bombs in that direction. Like, okay. He's going for that snake, and what he wants to do is just bowl into it, just hitting it with his breastplate, just being like, boom! Get out of the way!
Makes him into a fruit roller. I'm into it. Meanwhile, Jeffrey has clambered and rearranged himself so that he's sort of parallel with Frederick, but beneath. Sort of like a like how the space shuttle's held on to a Boeing 747 sort of thing, and compels Frederick to sort of start swooping in a broad circle, trying to find out and see from his vantage point if there's any sort of obvious leadership or a cluster of snakes somewhere.
Okay, make a diamond flip and notice.
And by the way, Simon, I got an 11 on mine.
Okay, I'd say yours is a club flip, okay. Simon, the fact that you're just trying to bowl into him.
Oh, okay, then it's a 12, and it's a heart, so.
Okay. Yeah, you do what you set out to do. You bowl into one that's about to grab, you know, a townsfolk from the back.
Cool. And I want to grab that townsfolk, sort of, like, be like, hop on, and then just sort of fly, you know, like, towards the door.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they can hop on, but they're not this giant thing that can't hop on top of me.
So what was that last action you tried to do, Oliver?
16 and a club. Notice any leadership or general clustering of snakes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you don't notice that there's any leadership. In fact, you get the impression there is no leadership. This might just be like a horde.
Noticing this behavior, Jeffrey compels Frederick to swoop the streets towards the central keep tree.
Okay.
Yeah, and sweet. I'm grabbing the person I rescued, hopefully, and sort of convincing them to hop on me so we can fly faster to this tree.
Okay, make a heart flip to try and convince them that riding you is the right...
It's a heart! So I want to use my heart plus my heart, which is 9, plus my effortless charm, which is 11.
Okay, you find like a gecko who just like looks at you like wide-eyed, like, I thought I was about to get grabbed by a snake, and then suddenly there's this pigeon in golden armor.
Yeah.
Like, he just goes, if you say so, okay.
Let's go!
And then he clambers up onto your back, which conveniently has a saddle on it for Jeff, so.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Gecko friend. gecko friend. Make an NPC. Yeah. They'll be there forever.
Okay, hang on. This NPC's name is...
Timmel.
Timmel.
Timmel. That's fun.
Timmel the gecko.
Cool, so Simon's yelling over his shoulder, I'm Simon Quail. Who are you? As we're like, flying.
He's like, I'm Timmel, and I'm in a real hurry to get to that tree.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, so yeah, there's basically at this point a tsunami of woodland creatures rushing for this tree with a big door.
Yeah.
And there's snakes picking off ones at the back, and there's like still a few straggler snakes hanging around the city who aren't following the tide.
So does Simon see that? Like that snakes are still picking off stuff at
the back? Yeah, you'd see
that. And I'm like, how brave are you feeling, Timmel?
I'm going to make him flip for that. let's see. Timmel is feeling quite brave. That's an 11. Because, I feel pretty safe up here, so what do you got in mind?
Well, see those saddles? They're full of ball bearings. Feel like dropping some on some snakes.
Oh yeah!
So Simon does a U-turn from the tree and flies up and starts like basically like hovering over snakes so that he can just drop ball bearings on them.
Okay, this is dope. I'm going to get him to aid you.
Sweet.
Unfortunately,
I haven't really done an aid before.
No, he flipped a club, which means he's no help. But at least he's not a hindrance, so I'll just get you to make a ball-bearing attack, and we'll see how well that does against a range of foes.
Okay, so ball-bearings, what? Like, skill? Like...
Well, the ball-bearings themselves are a +2, and then however you're using them determines what skill.
Yeah, so I guess I'm trying to... I guess it's kind of spades, isn't it? Because it's hand-eye coordination, because I'm trying to line up my flight with the snake's path. Kind of.
Yeah, you can make an argument for diamonds as well, trying to use your focus.
That's true, actually, because like maybe I'm doing some calculation and figuring it out and stuff. That would be better.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's do diamonds. Okay.
Nice. Okay, sweet.
Which is freaking choice, because I just pulled a 10 of diamonds out of the pack.
Oh, that's heaps wicked, bro.
So I've got a 6 of diamonds plus the 10, which is 16, plus my, like, aerobatics plus my fly. So that's, like, 19.
Yeah, mad. You, together with Timmel the Gecko, you strategically drop... so that's a great score and the right suit. So you drop ball bearings very well-timed... You knock out snake after snake after snake. It's like you're basically going around the back of the crowd of townsfolk and just removing snakes that are like constantly about to grab. Like you're pushing back the waves.
It's like that comedy moment where they've got their jaw open and then a ball bearing just smashes their head into the ground, you know?
Nice.
And they make like a dent in the ground, you know?
That's happening constantly. And you're actually, you're really thinning the numbers of the snakes as well.
Nice.
Jeff.
Jeffrey is compelling Frederick down alleyways and streets. Now he's switching to sort of riding on Frederick's shoulders, urging him forward. And Frederick, with his big old owl talons, is just tumbling snakes left, right, and centre, and every now and then snatching a townsperson and throwing them back through a window. If they're in peril.
Nice, I like that. Okay, to do that, he just got a 12, but he flipped a spade on what I would argue is a club action to be grabbing everyone with his talons.
Uh-huh.
So he does exactly what you said. He's throwing snakes left, right, and centre and smashing windows and things. But in doing so, he loses control and you fall off of him.
Cool.
Because you're standing on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And then, he sort of lands very clumsily near you, but you're now grounded.
Jeffrey gets up, dusts himself off, points at Frederick and says, Freddy, to the skies, continue, good man. I'll be all right down here. and runs off down an alleyway towards the sound of combat.
Okay. He says,
don't call me Freddy.
Goodbye, Freddy. I love you. Goodbye.
Jeff, as you run, you notice that the snakes seem to be retreating. They're no longer like engaging you or other people. Like they're like pulling away from fights that you see.
Jeffrey pursues, shouting at Freddy, at Frederick, on Freddy, on, we've got them beat.
Freddy flies like a foot or so above you, but keeping up, and then just he yells down at you.
I think there's a bigger problem.
What, my good man, what?
And then you hear this like very large cat-like sound.
Good God, man, what is it? And Jeffrey jumps up and grabs hold of one of Frederick's talons and compels him up.
Yeah, so as he does, he turns around and you see that, like, sort of behind you and approaching quickly is a jaguar. And its eyes are glazed over, but you see some of the townsfolk nearby, so, like, some rats and things who'd been left in the city. They point and they just yell, Mayor Susan! Mayor Susan! What are you doing? It's us, Mayor Susan! And they're, like, waving hands in front of this jaguar. Like, Mayor, it's us, it's your constituents, Mayor, stop.
Jeffrey continues to urge Frederick up and up and up, and as they reach a good height, he urges him back down, scuttling from his shoulders, scuttling and balling himself up with his shield in front of him, calling, Otto, Freddy, Otto, right at her, boy, right at her.
Okay, yeah, you have now entered combat with a jaguar, so flip some initiative. Yep, you what?
My want was to be sort of dropped like a gigantic ball-bearing shield first and sort of try and ding her between the eyes.
Okay, we'll make that your first action in combat, and then there'll be initiative.
Okay.
And Simon, you describe what you're doing around the people who are entering the tree.
Basically kind of sort of hovering protectively, like, above them. So they must have noticed us sort of dropping ball bearings on the snakes as they run. So he's just kind of, you know, like, sort of hovering over the door as they all rush in, looking outwards, watching out for anything else that might be attacking.
Yeah, so all the creatures enter the tree, and all the snakes start to just disappear. Like, you left their numbers pretty thinned out anyway, but, like, the few stragglers start to just slither away.
Yeah, okay. And I land, and I let Timmel off. You know,
thanks, that was pretty fun, considering the circumstances.
Good job, Timmel. That was excellent aiming. I don't know why I all of a sudden sound really weird, but, you know, I've had a cold. And I must be off. I left a friend in this town somewhere. I guess I'll aim for the biggest noise in town, and maybe I'll find him.
Fair enough. Okay, and
close Jeff, the door behind you, and he takes off.
Jeff, make this clubs attack, I would argue, because you're just trying to bolt.
17 and a club.
Oh, 17 total or 17 plus some things? Oh, it must be total.
So it's 5, yeah, plus 4 for clubs, plus 2 for golden shield, plus 6 for swashbuckling.
Okay, the jaguar tries to dodge out the way and gets a 13, but it's clubs, so you damage it for 4, and it's I'll give it a negative flavor. It gets a minus 3 to its initiative flip. Okay, so you bash into it with its shield, and it takes a solid hit on its cute, like, cat jaguar face. which is quite soft on its fur, but now, and then you fall to the ground, but you're, or unless you want to try and grab onto it or something, I don't know.
Jeffrey is, I think would go for the grab on, frankly.
Okay, I'll just make it, get you to make a, just a spade reaction.
King of Hearts. So it's still going to be King plus four.
Okay. But yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you grab on. So you, so as a visual, you did this sweet, like, fall, like a comet coming down to Earth with your shield out, and you just bash into the side of it, and instead of you falling to the ground, you then, like, thrust out an arm and grab onto the side of its face, and you are now holding on to the, you are now holding on to this jaguar.
Yeah.
And I'll get Simon to have a turn now to do whatever he does.
Cool. So Simon throwing over his shoulder one last comment is Timo as he's lifting off again. By the way, what are we fighting?
Snakes.
Why?
They just appeared in town like an hour ago.
Okay, all I need to know. And he's off and he's searching for Jeffrey.
Okay, make a search. Make a diamond flip.
Cool. So that's a jack of clubs. So 10 plus 6 plus my searching plus 2. So 18.
Okay. Yeah, you easily fly up to a point where you can spot a very large cat that is fighting someone, and you see, you don't see Jeff, but you do see Frederick nearby.
Yeah, cool. So I head for that.
Yep. Okay, now we're going to flip initiative for round one. I guess I'm Frederick.
It's a three.
Okay, three.
Five.
It got a, the Jaguar got a six. And actually, does one of you want to do Frederick?
As combat?
Yeah.
Does he have any dealies going on?
Yep, he has three skills. He has beak plus five, fly plus five, and talons plus five.
Do you want to run both the Jaguar and them, or do you want one of us to do it?
Normally, I mean, normally as Game Master, it would be me, but I'm just seeing if you, one of you guys wants to.
Okay.
You don't want to? Okay, that's fine. I mean, okay.
Can do if needed.
That's fine. He just flipped a king, so he's first.
Wow. Should have gone with him.
Okay, so round one, Frederick sees his what's the right word for someone that you don't like?
His
Achilles heel.
His
it's just annoying. He sees frenemy? his annoying frenemy ally.
His frustrating companion, his forced companion.
Yeah, his frustrating forced companion clinging to the face of this jaguar, and he just mumbles to himself,
"Oh, well, I am supposed to help these idiots," and then flies and tries to make a talon attack.
Dun, 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 dun. Got the talons. Oh, that's not good.
Jurassic Park.
It's a total of nine.
Turtle? I thought it was a bird.
It's a total of nine.
Ha, ha. I make you turn.
Whack, whack. Whack, 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 versus an 11. So he flies with his talons, but it's not good enough. He's got talons out, but the jaguar turns its head at just the right time to bite him on the foot as he flies past. And Frederick takes two damage. And now it's the jaguar who's just going to continue on that and just leap at this owl. Oh, that's not good either. That's better. So the bite attack from the jaguar gets a total of 8. And it is a total of 14 from Mr. Frederick. So he in fact then retaliates. And so what's the difference between 8 and 14? 6. Jaguar tries to snap at Frederick, but Frederick sort of flips around and gets him in the eye with his beak for 6. And now it's Simon.
Cool. So Simon is probably still flying in, like with some kind of speed, seeing all of this happen, and just sees one of their companions be attacked. You know, like, So he would be unaware of anything else and would just come in at full speed, basically trying to pick eyeballs on the way through.
Okay. You know? Sweet. Yep. Go for it.
It's a heart. That's not ideal. Are we saying this is a power, strength?
I'd say pecking is probably strength.
Yeah, cool. So it's a club, so part doesn't matter too much. Okay, so that's better. So pecking is +3 now, plus the 4 is 7, plus the clubs is 12.
Okay, total of 12. And the jaguar tries to dodge out the way for a total of 14. So, yeah, you come in with your beak and you miss and you just hit the ground quite hard for 2 damage.
Okay.
And now Jeff, clinging to the side of this jaguar.
Just a personal memory check. Have we ever seen any animal shake it off?
No.
Shake the thing off?
Because the only ones we've really seen have been the weasels and the bears, and we had to defeat them.
Yeah, the foxes were at least lucid, like they were talking to you, but they were not. They were under control of something. And the bear was just sort of a mindless thing that even when Dr. Carroll tried to empathize, it just had no effect. But you, Jeff, you just heard from those rats nearby that this is the mayor of this town.
That's my concern. So what Jeffrey's going to do is swing himself up to the top of the jaguar's head and just really start hitting it with his shield. Just hammer and tongs, banging it with his shield and trying to hit it with the back of his cutlass. Aware that it's the mayor, trying not to do sort of lacerations and cuts and things, but trying to knock it out.
Trying to do blunt damage. I like it. That's good. That's smart. That would be... So that's clubs, and I'd argue that's macho. Just on the back of
it
this thing,
bashing
it instead of being, like, swift about it.
It's a queen of hearts.
Okay.
So +2 club is 12. Plus macho, 13. Plus golden shield, 15.
Okay. It can't exactly dodge this, so it's just going to try and take it with, like, take the brunt of it. And it's got no skills that it can... I'll just say thick skin is a skill for this. And that is a total of 14. What were you?
1 damage. 2 seconds. 10. 50. So 1 damage. 15.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so you bash it for 1 in the back of the head.
Nice.
Alright, let's flip for 2.
More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited or play it for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a very proud member of the Podicon Go network, a family-friendly network full of shows that are fun for everyone. Visit podicongo.com to learn more about all the fantastic shows that we have to offer. And now a promo from one of those shows.
Welcome to Shelley Has Opinions, the podcast where the Chatfield sisters try and get their very shy sister Shelley's opinions on a variety of silly topics. We weigh the pros and cons and laugh along the way. And Shelley likes it. Right, Shelley?
I just do my best to try and have an opinion on anything, but it's very hard.
Look for new episodes every Tuesday on ShelleyHasOpinions.com. That's S-H-E-L-L-E-Y HasOpinions.com. Join the Shelley gang!
Goodbye. See ya!